thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
It's Peterson. Big hole. First down and four. Still going. Adrian Peterson inside the 20, the 10, touchdown. 64 yards.
He spotted it on purpose. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. That was Fox's Kenny Albert on the call of Adrian Peterson's 64-yard run. You listen to Urban Sports Scene with Wally, Will T. Ray. What's going on, fellas?
I've enjoyed covering the Redskins for the past 7 years with you guys. But it's always great when Atlanta comes to town, because then I can just come up off of the Redskins. I guess the Redskins bandwagon for a minute. I'm not on the Redskins.
You're not
bandwagon.
A bandwagon.
I'm not, but then again, you know, I got to show love.
Because you're part of the media.
Pretty much. But now this week, all best go out the window.
What's good, Will T?
I'm cool, man. Can't complain. Both of you guys, you'll be going to the game covering it on Sunday?
I'm not going.
I'll be there.
No.
Okay.
I'll be there. You have to. That's it. That's
Wally and Felix. Wally and Felix is the tandem that go to Redskins games, baby. I'm gonna watch it in the confines of Upper Marlboro, but
it's nothing wrong with that. It's
yeah, I would rather watch it. And plus, if I did cover, I would have went to the Falcons locker room.
I know you would, little jerk. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins defeating the New York Giants 20-13 and Skins trading for Ha Ha Clinton Dix. You all want to talk a little bit about that before I continue going on?
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. We'll talk about it anyway. At 8:20, we'll preview the Skins Atlanta Falcons game. Ray's geeked about that, right?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
It's not that serious for real, but I love the streak, though.
The streak is nothing. We'll, at 8:30, we'll discuss what's wrong with the 1-5 Washington Wizards. At 8:40, we'll talk about the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series. Finally, at 8:50, we'll make our Week 9 NFL picks. Hakeem Wong and Ryan Whitfield from Football Garbage Time will join us for that segment. Hey, dude, I can almost hear that.
This ain't. Hey, this is crazy.
We'll teach the man. But
NBA, we don't have a guest, right?
No, we don't.
No, okay. Because no. All these people that have been coming on talking Wizards have been dead wrong.
Dead wrong. Dead wrong.
I know they're not listening. So, but even they were. Because some people call themselves truth about it, but
they
ain't been nothing true about their analysis about this team.
They weren't keeping it 100.
Kelly Oubre, the breakout player of the year for the Wizards.
Yeah, he's averaging 15.
He looked good in the Portland game.
He averaging 15.
He should be as many shots as he shoots.
He shoots a lot. He does shoot a lot. He's playing better auto, though. He's playing better auto.
Auto has been off this year, but
auto has not been.
He is turning into Ariza part three because he's not as good. Ariza used to just take ill-advised threes.
Oh, okay. I get your point.
Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving, but you're in denial. And then Dwight Howard with a sore butt still. I'm just done at this point.
I don't get that. Like, I don't get that Dwight Howard with a sore butt. Like, that, if I'm a Wizards fan, that would annoy me. You know what I mean? But, Redskins beat the Giants 20-13. What were your thoughts in that game?
It was an ugly game, for one.
Yeah, for others, it was ugly to me, but go ahead.
I mean, it was an ugly game. Defensive line was dominant against their offensive line.
Which is a bad offensive line, though. That is a bad offensive line.
Yeah, that's a terrible offensive line. But their run defense was superior.
Yes.
Washington's run defense was superior, keeping Saquon Barkley.
Go ahead. No, I'm laughing at you. That's all.
Yeah, I'm keeping Saquon Barkley under, I think it was like 35 mm-hmm. yards, rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And then the one consistent thing over the past 2 or 3 weeks has been a subpar performance from Alex Smith.
Yeah.
You know, when the season started, everyone –
Raved about
the potential of Alex Smith in Jay Gruden's offense, saying that he was a better fit compared to Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
That is pure hype, whatever you want to call it.
Propaganda.
Yeah, it's just something that's being peddled by Washington's PR staff because Alex Smith has been. He's been a hindrance to this team.
He's been average. I'll put it this way.
A hindrance.
I would say
that's a wrong word.
No, he's been average. Because this is the thing. football team is a team, right? It's a team. Defense,
don't
offense.
Give me
no,
that.
No, 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 no. It's
do
the truth. I'm gonna give you an example. The Eagles game last season, right? They first game of the year. The game was in doubt. The game was close. Who throws the pick six in the end of the half to pretty much end the game?
Kurt.
Exactly. Does Alex Smith give you that? Does Alex Smith provide that? As bad as he is, does he provide that? Does he give you that backbone, that back crushing pick to end the game?
He hasn't thus far.
That's been his resume. That's been Alex Smith. Alex Smith is not going to lose you a game. He will not win you a game, but he will not lose you a game. And for this defense, because this defense is not the Baltimore Ravens defense. It is not the Tampa Bay defense with Warren Sapp. It's not the Seattle Seahawks defense who won the Super Bowl, who beat the Denver, the Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning. This defense can't overcome things that Kurt did in the past. Alex Smith is not hurting this defense. Therefore, this defense is playing better football because what's going on? Offenses are now having to travel the length of the field other than the short portion of the field, which makes the team better.
You just want to keep your press credentials. That's
all. No, I'm keeping it a buck. I've been saying this forever.
Keep your press
at the end of the day, what's this
too.
Team's record?
Come on, man.
No, what's five that? What's, team. All right, has Kurt ever been this? Have been a 5-2 quarterback? No, he hasn't.
He was 4-2-1 last week in Minnesota.
I'm talking about in D.C. Minnesota has a better all-around team. I'm talking about in D.C.
I mean, you've asked me, has Kurt?
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Has Kurt in D.C. been a 5-2 quarterback?
No, he hasn't.
There you go.
Okay.
It's too much euphoria about being 5-2. And
it
you know
is.
What?
Way hey, 5-2 is 5-2. It is what it is.
It's the worst 5-2 that you've seen in
no,
the league.
No, they're not a scary 5-2 team.
No.
We saw what they're capable of when somebody good comes to town. New Orleans
people said the same thing
New
about
Orleans
Carolina not too far ago.
New Orleans beat the brakes off of them.
In New Orleans.
It don't matter.
New Orleans beat the Baltimore Ravens. New Orleans beat how many teams? New Orleans only lost how many teams? How many games?
It's not how.
But New Orleans only.
It's how they beat the Redskins, though.
So, all right. So, has any teams get blown out? Didn't I believe the Falcons got blown out by the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Teams get blown out. Are they a bad team?
The Falcons, because of injury, sure.
So they're a bad
I
team?
I can admit that. You can't admit stuff about your team. That's the problem.
No, I can't.
That's what Will is saying. You're not objective at all.
I am objective.
You're not being objective.
Oh, no, I am objective.
No, you're not.
They're 5-2.
No, you're not.
They're 5-2 football.
Hold on.
Are their defense playing?
The good thing is this show is recorded. If we go back to after New Orleans game, you didn't just say, hey, teams get blown out. You weren't talking like that.
No, I said they played horrible. I said it was garbage. I said it was disgraceful. That's what I said.
That's my point.
So I'm just telling you that, but you can turn around, right? So what happened the following week? Who they beat? A Carolina team that just beat up on a Baltimore Ravens team, right? That's
okay.
A good. Is Carolina isn't Carolina
so,
a good
so
team?
So is Baltimore a measuring stick?
No. I'm gonna use
for success.
Look at the Green. The Green Bay Packers just pushed who to the limit?
The Rams.
They beat the Green Bay Packers, right?
Who?
The Redskins.
Yeah, but
my point is they have beaten good teams. So for you to say like it's a bad 5-2 team, you've beaten good teams. I would agree.
I didn't say it was a bad 5-2. I said it's not the strongest 5-2. It's a weak 5-2 team. I think
it's a 5-2 team. No, to me it's an effective 5-2 team. It's a 5-2
okay,
team.
I will say this because the question was the thoughts on the game. You being a fan for real right now.
Real.
My God.
Like I'm being real. Like you make it sound like they No,
exactly.
You make it before the season started. Folks said when this season started, that portion of the season was tough. Everyone said like this team isn't going to finish over 500. They're 5-2 on us and
what
it's tough
people?
To see.
Because me and you,
the pundits, bro, the pundits,
forget
everyone,
the pundits.
I'm keeping it a buck.
I'll give
you told me to keep it a buck. I'm keeping it a buck.
You're a pundit.
No, hold on. But I'll give you credit though because we have things on tape on our YouTube clip at training camp. You said 11-5.
I did.
You felt like this was one of the better rosters, and a lot of people did. That's why we talk.
I liked it
in general.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I know. I kept
Jordan Reed coming back. There was confidence that this group would be better, including from me. There are some issues that I see. If you want to be a contender, if you're going to be a 5-2, you're somewhere at the top of the standings, right? But you can be a weak 5-2 team. I can say that about my own squad. Atlanta started out 11-0. That's a matter of fact. One of the last times we beat Washington was the year they came to D.C. and hurt RG3. Sean Witherspoon knocked them out of the game. They were 5-0 then, but they were weak, though. This is why Green Bay beat the brakes off of them in the playoffs because their flaws came out when it was time. And that's what I'm saying. You play a big game on Monday night, your flaws came out. If you're going to be a good team, you got to prove it. You beat a weak New York team that
Everyone knows New York was weak. I'm not arguing.
Atlanta barely beat them. That's how you know Atlanta's not good this year.
But the Panthers barely beat New York. A lot of teams have barely beat New York. New York has been in most of their games.
A lot of teams have not barely beat New York.
Name who? The Saints barely beat New York.
The Saints barely beat the Browns.
No, I'm saying. And the Saints beat the Braves. New York has been in a lot of. My point is New York has been in a lot of close games.
Now we can say this. It's a week to week league, obviously.
Yes.
So anything can happen.
Exactly.
Of course. But like what Will was saying, that Alex Smith is a flaw. You got to have good quarterback play going on the stretch, especially when you replace Kirk Cousins, who arguably put up the best stats over a 3-year period than any other quarterback. So there's some issues that need to be addressed. I'm just saying you're at the top of a weak division. There's a lot of things that I see that right now racing fans aren't wanting to acknowledge clearly.
Weak division. Is it the weakest division in the NFL?
I didn't say weakest.
He said a weak division.
Said
a weak division.
I've seen weaker. They're like are the Rams in a weak division?
Yeah.
Are the
what does that mean?
And I'm naming
just teams. A good team.
No, I'm naming divisions. Because we're saying weak divisions, right? That's the argument. They're in a weak division. Would you say that
New England's in a weak division?
Yeah. Would you say what's the Saints division? Is that a strong division?
The Saints?
Yeah.
So because Carolina, because you just balanced
Carolina's
it.
Good. That's two teams. I agree.
Atlanta's that strong?
No, to your point, you just told me they're not strong. See, this is something you just told me they're not strong.
Historically.
So, no, we're talking this season. You just told me they're not strong. We're talking about this season. You just said they're not
strong. Historically.
No, we can't go. We're talking about this season, right? The argument is this season.
Tampa's not bad.
So, Tampa's good. The team that's flip-flopping quarterbacks, that's a strong division?
What
does that mean?
Because they flip-flopping quarterbacks?
I mean, no, that's a strong
division. Okay, is NFC East a strong division now? Hell no. It don't matter about other divisions.
In the NFC, it's one of the stronger divisions. Because in the NFC, it's one of the stronger divisions in the NFC.
What, the NFC East?
And the NFC is one of the stronger divisions.
You're sick.
We just agreed that the South is not strong.
Let's take the South. We'll compare the South. Who in your division is better than the Saints?
In our division?
Nobody.
I would say nobody.
Nobody, right now,
this season, right?
Honest, nobody. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, so who in our division is worse than the Giants? Wait.
Nobody, because the Giants
exactly.
Are
so there you go. That says it all.
Let's put it this way, though. Competitive.
The top of our division is better than the top of your division. The top three, and they proved it on Monday night. Weeks ago.
All right, look at your division. The Eagles beat the Falcons. They lost to Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Skins beat Carolina.
Right.
They gotta play you guys. So it's to be honest with you, that's still to be determined.
So they can settle it over the course of
exactly.
Season.
That's my point.
I agree with that.
But I'm just saying, it's the week to four. It's not guaranteed.
But hold up. Now, y'all played a good game against the Panthers, right? It was a close game, right?
Yeah.
When you played the Saints, what happened?
Got blown out. In New Orleans.
It don't matter where the game
Orleans,
is.
Yeah.
When Atlanta played,
you were the same person. Oh my God, you're the same person during that game. Was like, don't worry about it. It's going to happen. Drew Brees.
In Atlanta. Absolutely. I'm not going to fall back from that. Don't sweat it. If you see them next time,
you're going to learn from this.
I'm not going to fall back from that. But here's what I'm saying. I could easily sit here and say, as an excuse in this argument, that Atlanta lost in Philly, right?
What are we talking about?
I'm not going to say
that. I got to change topics anyway. Go ahead.
No, because you're a passionate fan that got offended.
No, I'm not passionate. I'm just calling it for what it is. I'm just calling for what it is. You're trying to say it's a weak.
Here's the thing. You never answer any questions, though. Are the Raiders in a strong division? Wait a minute. Let's look at other divisions.
No,
are the Raiders a strong 5-2 team? Wait a minute. Are you saying
they're a 5-2 team? I said they're a 5-2 team.
You have not answered one
question.
Hold on. So you just start arguing every time.
Hey, look. The Skins traded a 4th-round pick to the Packers for Ha Ha Clinton Dix. How does that improve the defense?
I don't know. I've been reading, and it seems as though, based on what the pundits are saying, is what we're going to call it. Now we're listening to other people. It's great.
No, it's the pundits. You gotta
that DJ Swearinger right now is not performing to the level that the team expected, and this is why the move was made. That's what I read.
Oh, nah. That's not. DJ Swearinger is rated at the top safety of PFF, Pro Football Focus. They did it because Monte Nicholson is banged up. So Monte's banged up. But you know, Haha is a better player than Monte. Monte's had a couple of bad plays. You saw in the Giants game when he got the pass interference because he can locate the football. And also that dumb play against the Saints when he got that 15-yard penalty when the drive seemed to stop when Ryan Kerrigan had the sack. I think it's a good play having DJ Swearinger and Haha Quentin Dix together. I think Quentin Dix is up there too.
They're very similar.
Let me ask you this. Quentin Dix, Pro Bowler last 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Gave him up for a fourth round pick to a team that can contend, has a legitimate, like, if not the one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL.
You talking about Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. are you at least a little skeptical of why Green Bay gave him up for a fourth round pick?
No, because it's contract year. It's his contract year. He's a free agent after the season, so it's not. It doesn't surprise me. It's his contract year. He's gonna need a lot of money, and you're allocated enough money to Aaron Rodgers, right? So you cannot. They won't be able to afford a Dix anyway. So I felt like, you know what, it was a move that they probably had to do because they knew they weren't gonna keep him at the end of the season, and you're getting a fourth rounder for it.
Okay, I mean.
But I like the pairing of him and a DJ, because you know you have Dix is a free safety. DJ can still play strong safety. And also, truth be told, you're allowed to put Monte to play more the Harvey Clemens role, which is more of that inside linebacker who's gonna cover tight ends and also running backs. So you can do that if Harvey Clemens isn't able to, you know, keep it up. But I like the move. I think it definitely makes the defense stronger. Everybody quiet?
No, I mean it's a nice move. It's a nice move. Is it a move that you say this team captures the NFC East? Does this tilt the scales of the NFC East towards the team?
It strengthens the defense. I'm a big believer because I believe in the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're a very strong team. I think they can turn it on at any moment, especially with the move they're getting.
With the move of
Golden Tate. As a wide receiver, now you pair him up with Alshon Jeffries. I think that team is, you know, that's a strong team. So I'm not gonna say it's gonna put them over the top because again, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz is getting his mojo back. That defensive line is it's still a formidable defensive line. So at the end of the day, I think it puts the Redskins at a good position to keep the momentum going. But I won't say, you know what, it's a guarantee that this team is gonna win the division because they got Clinton Dix.
Awkward silence.
I know, right?
This is crazy.
What happened? I mean, Ray is paying attention. Ooh.
No. I'm not paying attention to the game. I'm listening, but at this point, I'm gonna chill for now because I think the obvious thing is that the Redskins are 5-2, and any form of criticism is not going to be acceptable.
It's acceptable. You can say whatever you want to say.
No, not when you're 5-2. Right now, people the emotions are high. You know what I mean? Everybody's excited about the 5-2 start. I guess.
Georgia tweeted this.
What did he say?
George said. George said both things can be true, that this team isn't the greatest 5-2 team ever, and that the 5-2 should be celebrated because it's not often that the Redskins are 5-2.
Thank you. He summed it up well. I'll stick with that.
That's fair.
Isn't that fair, right? It's fair. You're not being fair.
I am being fair. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I'm fair. Like anything you when you said that it's the weakest division, I didn't say that.
I said a weak division.
All I'm saying are other weak divisions. So there's a bunch of weak divisions in the NFL. That's my point.
What does that do anything?
My point is there are a bunch of weak divisions in the NFL.
It don't matter. If you're a strong team, you're a strong team. Like the Rams are a strong team no matter what division
they're playing.
No matter what division
they're
playing.
The Rams are real, man.
That's the point.
I love
Rams are a complete team.
That's what I'm saying. So
Dante Fowler Jr.
So the fact that they played a weak division is irrelevant, right?
It does kind of.
But here's the thing. You didn't even give me a chance to say anything positive because you kept arguing.
Go ahead.
But
Adrian
Peterson was a bright spot. I still think you got to give it time because I don't like them depending on him but so much at his age because I think he could wear down as the season goes on. But I could be wrong. So far, he's proved me wrong. Also, you got a division win on the road. I think it's important, no matter how you get, no matter who it's against.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Tampa. Again, I'm an Atlanta fan, so Atlanta barely beat Tampa, but hey, it's a division win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's a bright spot, I think, for the Redskins. Because in years past, you struggled in New York.
Agreed.
No matter what the team looks like. You struggled against Dallas, no matter what the team has looked like. Last season, they could have beat Dallas, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think it's some bright spots. I'm just saying, if you're going to win this division, which you should, I've been saying that too. You got to tell me.
You have said that.
Okay, I've been saying they should win the division, which will result in what? A home playoff game.
Yeah.
If you want to go deeper and you want to have real, I think, real optimism about a deep playoff run,
mm-hmm.
then there are things you got to work on now in order to improve. But the defense has played better the last 2 weeks. But again, you're playing against two division foes who aren't the best this year. And I feel as though I know you've been tested against Aaron Rodgers, who was banged up when Green Bay played you. Mm-hmm. You can say it doesn't matter, but I think to some degree it does.
He was banged up against Minnesota too, and he torched them. But yeah,
I mean, Minnesota got torched by
– I'm saying he
was, surprisingly, the defense hasn't played the best.
They have.
But overall – you do have some good wins. I'll give it to you. So come later in the season, possibly injuries, preparing for a home playoff game, that's where I think you'll be tested. And the experience in New Orleans was good. We'll see what they learn from it. There's some problems, though. Will pointed out quarterback play. You see some of the same stuff happen. Mm-hmm. Some of the lapses on defense, they have to be cleaned up.
Well, they definitely do, especially when Atlanta coming to town. The Skins have Rays Falcons next. We'll preview the game after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Bias.
To Atlanta, hammers and bows, back to the mackin' and the clothes, adolescent packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know, the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, tucked and lean. Just bleed. As a matter of fact, I the team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream, cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine. Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware I need is a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget to get the manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I the cannon. The woolly mammoth, saber tooth, bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as them whites will come. I pull up in a black Lotus, your plaques are bogus. So I strip them off the wall, waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball. You racking them up, I'm big paper like pancakes. Stacking them up, in fact, I'm slapping them up.
Lim Bias.
I'm not Lim Bias, man. I'm not biased at all, man. I keep 100, man. In a biased way, though. You're listening to Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray, and Wally. Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons come to town to take on the Skins. What do the Skins need to do to beat the Falcons? Ray, you know more than I would know because you're a Falcons fan.
What do the Skins need to do to beat the Falcons? Yeah, well, for one, pressure on Matt Ryan is key. If you notice the Steelers game, what you brought up, which I'm sure none of you saw, but it was televised. Matt Ryan was sacked numerous times when any team gets pressure on Matt Ryan, like the Bengals did as well. He has a hard time getting the ball down the field. Typically Julio is doubled, and you got to rely on the rest of your guys. Austin Hooper, who I like, he's not Tony Gonzalez, obviously. He doesn't get that same separation, but he's a reliable target. But if you get pressure, he doesn't have a chance to get open. Mm-hmm. So that's the key. No Devontae Freeman is seemingly a bonus for the Redskins, but Tevin Coleman is just as explosive, if not more, in the open field.
I'm going to tell you the key matchup. It's going to be Calvin Ridley and Mohamed Sanu versus Washington's second and third cornerbacks.
So it'll be Moreau and, if healthy, Quentin Dunbar.
Yes. I think that's going to be the key
Calvin
matchup
Ridley
right
is
there.
Getting better every week, man.
No, Calvin Ridley's a beast. I've always liked
He's getting
liked
better
that.
Every week.
Alabama.
But, again, if you get pressure, he can't get the ball down the field to Calvin Ridley, who is – might be our best deep threat at this point, just because all the attention Julio receives.
Why is it that Julio and Matt don't connect in the end zone? They connect in open field, but like in the end zone.
Well, I think it's game planning. I really think he's supposed to be a decoy in the red zone. It just hasn't worked. So you have to look at changing your strategy. Mm-hmm. This is why I think the Falcons have received so much
flack.
No, criticism, because, you know, obviously you had Dirk Cutter years ago, who was a great offensive mind, but the same problems existed, because part of it is Matt Ryan, too. Matt Ryan doesn't make the best decisions always in
just
the red zone.
Huh? Kyle Shanahan made this guy.
Here you go.
Kyle Shanahan made him.
No, he didn't. He made him into an MVP.
Yes.
I will say that. But he's always been a solid quarterback who can never get over the hump. Tony Gonzalez said he's Tom Brady until the game is on the line. Straight up.
He said that for real?
He didn't say in those words. He said, I see the qualities of Tom Brady, but he can't get the team. He can't bring the team himself single-handedly to a victory like a Tom Brady can. But he's on the verge of that. This was years ago. But again, the same problems. How many games has Atlanta lost? Were they in like the 10-yard line or somewhere deep in the first game of the season?
Yeah.
And the last year in the playoffs, they had four downs.
Well, you think it's game planning though? Isn't that like game planning more than is that just him? I always thought
it's a combination of both.
It's a combination of both.
Okay, so again, we had Dirk Cutter, who's good, right? He made Jameis look good at times. Look what he's doing with Fitzpatrick. He's obviously a good offensive mind, but the same struggles existed.
He always got his little streaks. He'll be back.
And then you got Sarkisian, who is basically someone they brought in who is decent, but it was to prevent Matt Ryan from from switching to a different offense. That's the whole reason he's there. But like I said, I like Tevin Coleman, especially catching passes out the backfield. I think that's still a good matchup. On the defensive side, Grady Jarrett is back. The Redskins will definitely have to block him. If interior, the interior pass rush is strong, push Alex Smith to go outside the pocket, which I think is not his – it used to be a strong suit, but with this team, for whatever reason, he seems to be struggling with accuracy.
I mean, you got a matchup with two quarterbacks that are –
I knew you were going to say it. I was
very similar, right?
That's
very similar.
I knew you were going to say it.
Absolutely.
I was waiting for you to say something. I was waiting for you. I think the Skins have to continue winning the time of possession. That's a big thing for them.
I think I underestimated Alex Smith before, though, honestly.
You say you?
I think I have, yeah. I used to think that it was a big disparity between him and Matt Ryan, but it's not.
Oh, well, I don't know.
This season, though, this is not me being funny. I'm not being funny.
That's why you said it.
No, I think there are a lot of similarities to them. A lot of similarities to both of these guys. I think, look, if you build, like, we saw it in Kansas City with Alex Smith, right? And we saw it to a certain extent in San Francisco. If you build a system that accentuates their strengths, accentuates the strengths, and put the weapons around
them. That's true.
He's going to be extremely successful. Same thing with Matt Ryan. Now, I think the one thing with Matt Ryan is Matt Ryan, as you stated, he has it. It's just that it doesn't come out at the right time when you need him to take his game to another level.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Matt Ryan, I think, has been an overachiever, to be real.
You think so?
Yeah.
I liked him in Boston College.
No, he was good, but he wasn't accurate to me in Boston College. And I didn't like his deep ball there either, but the arm strength was there. I want to say that on the defensive side of the ball for Atlanta, obviously not having Deion in the middle is going to hurt. That concerns me with – the matchup with the Redskins tight ends, that's a problem. Now, Ricardo Allen, out for the season. If there's a game that Josh Dotson wants to break out, the secret weapon should pick this week. However, to this point, the Redskins have not been good going on the field. So I'm not all that concerned from that standpoint. And you're gonna make Dan Quinn's job much easier if you can't go down the field.
This is my thing. I never look at like where a team against the Redskins, never look at a team where they rank that defensively. Because they played against a bunch of bad defenses and still haven't been able to put up a lot of points. I feel like for them, they still have to stick to their game plan. You run Adrian Peterson, win the time of possession, you have a good opportunity to win the game. If they jump up first, they score first, they have a good chance. Their record, I believe, when they get the lead, they won all games. And with their 5-0 when getting the lead.
This is a different team.
When AP gets 90 yards, they're undefeated. So there's things they have to do, 90-plus yards, excuse me. They have to win a time possession. I believe the Skins are ranked third in time possession. They keep that same formula, they put themselves in position to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Skins should win this game.
It's going to be hard to keep this formula consistent over
Depending on who you're playing, though, right?
If you're playing against the
Ravens defense, it's harder. Right. Because their defense is strong. If you're playing against a defense that's not as strong, then yeah, you can still have an opportunity to still win the time of possession.
Last two times they played is coming down to small things. RG3 getting knocked out. Kerrigan had to pick six. 10-0. Redskins up. They missed a field goal. Falcons get a field goal for the half. That changed the momentum of the game. Last time we played in Atlanta, Kirk Cousins pick six overtime. it was a game that Washington was up late in the fourth quarter. So it's going to be a close game. It might come down to Matt Ryan if he can finish in the red zone. But the Falcons offense is good enough that if your offense in Washington doesn't come to play, that the Falcons can beat you by double digits.
Prediction.
I think this is a game where Matt Ryan airs it out.
Okay.
Gets four touchdowns.
Okay.
Whew.
Okay.
So I'm thinking 20. I'm thinking 28-20.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the matchups. I really do as far as the receiving core goes. But if you can't run the ball, it's a problem. AP, we'll see. AP, I think, is he's being overused at his age. And hopefully this is the week he wears down after a strong game in New York. I got Atlanta. I'm going to say the Redskins score a little bit less than that, 28-17.
I got the Redskins 20, Atlanta 17. Adrian Peterson goes for 100 yards. The Redskins have been scoring 20 like the last 2 weeks. So
that's been the formula for you guys winning, right?
Yep.
Adrian Peterson going over 100. So I would agree, but 17 points you can hold the Falcons to, that'd be great.
Yeah, 17. I mean, the Redskins have one of the tough defense in the league, and also no, it is one of the tough defense in the league, and they're playing at home. They're not playing on the road. They're playing in Atlanta. I think they would have to score a lot more. So
that might be true.
Anyway, we are going to talk about the 1-5 Washington Wizards after the break. Listen to the Urban Sports Thing
for ages.
You did.
Deuces.
Listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray, and Wally. So far, the Washington Wizards are 1-3 on their road trip. They are playing right now against the Memphis Grizzlies. What's wrong with this team?
Chemistry.
There, a litany of things are wrong.
There you go.
One,
there you go.
Chemistry. First of all, GM. I like that word. First of all, the GM.
Yeah.
That's number one.
It always goes to the GM, right?
That's where it starts. It starts at the top.
You watch Jan Mahimi.
Yeah, Jan Mahimi $16 million.
Yeah, where's Nicholson? Where's Andrew Nicholson?
Nowhere to be found.
He stole your money, man.
Yeah, I saw him somewhere, too.
What about Bogdanovich?
That was a dumb trade. Where is he?
And you gave up a
you
draft
gave a first
pick.
Round
you gave
pick.
Up a first,
first
round pick.
A first
he,
round
and
pick.
He came and didn't even play in the playoffs, and now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
so, yeah, Ernie, it starts with.
Yeah,
I agree.
It starts right there. It's two. Chemistry, I'm not going to even say chemistry. I'll go a step further. A lack of leadership, I think, in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
A lack of accountability. You know, you had the night before, you have a players-only meeting. And then the Clippers go out and put up, 149 on you. 149
KD
points.
KD said you weak. Take me out.
Yeah, KD said you're not competing.
Yeah, she weak. Take me out.
Like these are laughable offenses. This team is becoming a laughing stock, and I'm telling you now, if this team gets to a certain point and you don't try to make a move to get rid of Otto Porter's contract, that is malpractice.
But see, you're looking at the thing about it. I mean, Otto's been a problem. I'm not here.
No, I'm not saying Otto.
No. You know, I'm agreeing with you. It's been a problem to a certain. But see, to me. Like Ernie's the problem. I agree with y'all with that too. But the coach he hired is a problem too. Like, have you watching these games? Like,
all starts with Ernie.
No, I agree.
All
no,
of the
saying.
Decisions that he's made, he constructed.
No,
this
it, it is personnel
this,
that is an issue, Wally, for real.
But no, it's personnel
because
no, I agree
they're,
with both.
They're,
I agree with
they're
both.
Forced to play small ball, and that's where they struggle
not,
on the
but
boards.
But that's not. I know. I agree with you. But all right, for instance. They want to shoot more threes, right? They want to. That's their thing. They want to shoot more threes.
Right.
They're like fifth in shooting threes. They're like last. Like close to last in 3-point percentage. You don't shoot. If you can't make threes, why shoot them? Like, why force yourself to shoot more threes? It goes against the style of basketball, period.
Here's
you shoot more threes if you're like the Warriors, if you're like the Houston Rockets. If you don't have the shooting ability, if your point guard isn't a shooter, why are you forcing him to shoot more threes?
And this is the thing. And before the season started, mm-hmm. and they made that broad, far-fetched statement that we want to shoot more threes.
Yeah.
And I said it didn't make much sense. Why don't you get your two best three-point shooters, Otto Porter and Bradley Beal, more three-point opportunities? Don't just say we're going to shoot more threes. That's the dumbest thing
ever.
That's
my point. It's like, okay, so it goes against the basketball IQ of playing ball. Like, really? We're just going to shoot more threes. And then also, on high screen and rolls, which I don't get, like on high screen and rolls, there's only one person, in my opinion, on your starting unit that should really run high screen rolls often. That's John Wall. The reason why I say that is that John Wall, he's a playmaker for others off the high screen roll. He's either going to attack the basket or create for others. When Bradley Beal runs high screen and roll, it's one dimensional.
Well,
it's one dimensional. And then when they play it right, and they play, if you watch the game against Avery Bradley, when he came off the off the screen, Avery Bradley was in him, and all he did was over dribble, because he's not going to dish the ball off to the second player for an open shot. He's trying to score. It makes no sense offensively. It's a bad style of basketball.
And here's the thing, guys. I think you're pointing out some major holes in the team. Yes, but they win. I mean, they score enough points to win. Defense is the bigger problem.
Okay, defense is the problem.
Now, again, part of it is because they have to go small and they can't rebound. Markieff, as effective as he's been since he's been a Wizard, I liked him. On the boards, he gets beat a lot.
He does.
If you notice.
He don't box out either.
And I know that the team expected to have Dwight, where you were hoping that this wouldn't be an issue, but they don't. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. And you have to prepare for injury. So you have to have what? Depth. And it comes back to Ernie. You don't have the depth in order to succeed. You bring in Austin Rivers. Right now, it looks as though he's not helping the team dynamic because of the type of personality that he is.
It doesn't look like it.
Another issue, obviously, like I said, off the jump is chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I hate in the media, you got Bradley Beal and John Wall right after the game.
Oh my
both
God.
Both saying, we got guys here who worried about their stats. Who are you talking
about?
Are you talking about each other? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, who are you talking about? People worried about getting their numbers and this and that. Who are you talking about?
Like, you know, I like John Wall. Like, course, I like John Wall, man.
I'm a fan of the Wizards.
Look,
so is Will.
Look, but at the same time, like, a leader puts themselves in the box too. Like, you don't just blame everybody else.
That's what
he keeps doing that. He's blaming everybody.
Well, you
got to
be good because LeBron does it and he's good enough.
That's true. You got
to
be at that level, right? I agree. You got to be at that level. But he all consistently, it's like, y'all got to step up. But bro, you shooting 12% from three, 21 or 12. Almost 12. 12% from three. Come on.
This is the one of the major problems I've had with the architect of this team, mm-hmm. being Ernie Grunfeld. When John Wall and Bradley Beal, when they was cutting their teeth, getting to know, you know, becoming, you know, you made a decision to draft these guys. When they're cutting their teeth, you never put a veteran presence in that locker room outside of Paul Pierce,
mm-hmm.
a guy who was a strong voice, who was a vet, who came in every day, came in before practice 2 hours early, stayed an hour and a half after practice to show these guys. And I don't want to, I'm not trying to poo-poo on them as professionals now.
Yeah.
But, and I'm pretty sure they have a very strong work ethic, but there are other intangibles that you needed to pick up along the mm-hmm. way, and you never put those strong voices in the locker room so they can observe and they can learn how to be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's the way, this is the reason why you're having the problems that you're having now.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, and I agree to some level because Paul Pierce was such an integral part of that playoff run. John Wall doesn't get hurt. Again, I think they go possibly to the championship that season. You have to go through Cleveland, but you at least would push them.
Another thing, you let Sam Cassell a guy who could probably relate to these two guys, can tell me, oh, look, you guys got, you know, you're a leader. You can't go out into the media and you can't criticize your guys and say you're just playing for numbers. You're padding stats.
But real quick, how important is Dwight now to this team? Did Dwight make this any better?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't bring anybody like a good locker room presence. Austin Rivers, Dwight Howard, these are not the guys that you want to bring in to strengthen your locker room dynamic. Not at all. And really, Gortat, as bad as him and John Wall relationship was,
missed.
No, right, exactly.
Missed,
that pick and roll with him and John Wall was effective. It was egos. And see, John Wall, we mentioned LeBron James. John Wall sees himself and views himself on that level. He does. He said, I'm a top five, top 10 player in this league. The issue is his deficiencies stand out so glaringly when they're losing. John Wall has vastly improved as a jump shooter.
Yeah.
Vastly improved. He bulked up this year, but he hasn't slowed down. And that was just really, now that I look back at it, was from when he had surgery.
Yeah.
He typically gains a little weight after he has operations.
Mm-hmm.
But he still looks extremely fast attacking the rim. I don't have no problem with that. And even his jump shot looks pretty good. But
at certain points, it does look good.
In comparison, I agree. The problem is, can he take over a game for you? Can he close it out for you? Sometimes he struggles. And he said that when we interviewed. Remember, Nick Young said he's finally becoming that guy. He said that means a lot because I know he is a closer. I want to become a closer. So he knows it. It's just he views himself on a different level, and he belittles his teammates. Sometimes even without necessarily realizing it, probably.
too much. I mean, I hope they turn around. But we'll talk about the Red Sox win the World Series and what that means for the Washington Nationals after the break. Listen to Urban Sports Thing.
For AJ.
You did.
Deuces.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate, win my drink, this my day. Lucky you, hope you do. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice. Back on my bullets, my back to the wall, turn my back on you all and you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the job, put my map out and all of you running. Back on my hood, it's just back to the pushing, these tax and I'm actually pumping. Can't fuck with you rappers, you practically sucking. You might have went platinum, but that don't mean nothing. I'm actually buzzing this time. Straight out the kitchen, I told them the oven is mine. I do not fuck with you guys. If I don't kill you, just know you gon' suffer this time. I ain't no gangster, but I got some bangers, some chains and some blazing, a couple of nines. Choppers and jimmies, a partridge, a pantry. My 20s and Christmas was nothing but lies. I run at you high like a sumo. They say I talk like a chulo. I live in Mars, I'm not Bruno. If you're my duck, call me Cujo. You play your cards, I reverse on you all, and I might just drop all like a uno.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray, and Wally. Red Sox defeat the LA Dodgers in the World Series. Win the series 4-1. Your thoughts on the Red Sox winning the World Series?
David Price, finally.
I know, right?
David
finally.
Price, exercise those demons.
Finally, brother, man.
Come on, Matt Ryan. Do it for inspiration, baby.
I mean, not Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kershaw.
Kershaw.
Yeah. Kershaw is like... Who does he remind me of?
No, he's expected to shut out teams. That's what it is.
Who,
the expectations for Kershaw sometimes are a little bit too high.
That's true.
But you get it from, you know what? It's funny. But you get that from pitchers like Justin Verlander.
Now, it's whoever gets hot.
But Justin Verlander in the postseason, he shuts folks down. Even like Scherzer is a beast too in postseason play.
We're talking about postseason play. Guys who...
And but like, cause you're thinking of, cause when you talk about Kershaw for a while, we had a debate. Yeah. Like he would be known as the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
But he's given up. I believe like in the World Series, it was 7 runs. He averaged his ERA was 7.
Uh-huh.
You don't expect that. I mean, you 3-4, okay, 7 from a guy that you know you typically rely
that,
on. To,
yeah, that people make the argument as the best pitcher of his generation.
Generation, yeah. I'm trying to figure out who he reminds me of. I just can't think of it. But David Price was
in terms of what his
another sport, like a guy that you know has in the regular season could be like one of the best. I guess you could say Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
T-Mac.
Oh, Peyton Manning.
No, because this is the thing. Yeah, Peyton Manning won.
Okay.
And Peyton Manning carried teams that was terrible.
Yeah.
He made a bad defense actually look decent numbers-wise because he kept
very
teams off
point.
The field. So I think T-Mac is a good example. T-Mac, for whatever reason, just couldn't get over the hump in the playoffs. I don't know why.
You know, as I was watching the World Series, I couldn't help but just reflect on our team.
Of course,
the Washington Nationals.
And
you know.
Should.
Boston won 108 games. You know, if you listen to all the baseball pundits the past 3 to 4 years, the Nats should have probably had, you know, if we were talking about before the season started, people were predicting them to win at least
Agreed.
Two of the last four World Series. You look at this Boston team, pretty stacked, you know, with Mookie Betts, Martinez.
J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts.
Bears.
Benintendi. Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah.
They're stacked, man.
It was a stacked squad. You just look at what we had here in D.C. Yeah. You know, we had Trey Turner. We had
Trey Turner,
Rendon.
Bryce Harper.
You had Daniel Murphy.
You count Soto for this.
You had Soto. You had Ryan Zimmerman.
Eaton.
So you had a stacked lineup. And I just look at a missed opportunity for this team, and I don't think this team that we have currently constructed will be able to get back to that level of play for a while.
If they have, see, like the Red Sox play a particular style of baseball different from like the Nats, and not just the Nats, most baseball teams, like they're not about just hitting home runs, right? Like they'll take the singles, they'll build a big inning by having guys walk, take singles, go for doubles. They're not always trying to hit the homer. I think the Nats, because they have the hitters to do it. I actually think the Nats are very comparable to like the Red Sox. If they have the hitters to do it, you have Rendon, a guy who's patient, who will use the whole field. You have a stud hitter in Bryce Harper if he does resign. You have Zimmerman. You have professional hitters on that team that are able to do what the Red Sox did. If they change their mentality. Because Soto's like that. To be honest with you, Soto is like a Red Sox hitter. Like, he really is. You got guys to change that, change their mentality. They can do what the Red Sox did.
Well, it comes down in the playoffs, in the postseason in baseball, to lineups. It comes down to timely hitting, mm-hmm. and it comes down to pitching. Remember the year the San Francisco Giants eliminated the Nationals, mm-hmm. Madison Bumgarner got hot. Got hot,
yeah.
bruh.
Yeah.
And Pablo Sandoval, he ended up getting paid just from it, that timely hitting. And they would win these 2-1 ugly games, mm-hmm. but that's how you win the postseason. That made the biggest difference versus teams like the Dodgers, who have historically a lot of success in the regular season, but then they flame out in the postseason. And you're depending on the wrong guys. Kershaw, he's still effective for what he does. That was my criticism of him and everybody else's. But I think it's a little bit unfair now that I watch the World Series. Yeah, because I think he still pitched some solid innings. It's just, I mean, he's expected to hold teams to zero or one, and it's like, come on,
well,
man.
Well, I will say this as well. I agree with you. It's that when that Red Sox lineup is real. Like,
it is.
I don't
it's
think
tough.
Like
tough
it's not that. I mean, they won 108 games,
but
man.
The Dodgers is good too. I mean, you got Puig. Kemp even had a good series, and I thought he was done.
Yeah, I mean, but you had people who didn't show up. Like, you got Manny Machado. Mm-hmm. Manny Machado, other than game one, he had three RBIs.
That was a new experience for him.
Yeah, he had three RBIs in game one.
That's
and
true.
Then the rest, he was like, he hit a .182 the whole series. And you're relying on him to be the big-time player. And this is a contract year for Manny. This is a contract year for Manny Machado. He'll get his money, but I think it hurt him a little bit. Like, it hurt him a little bit not to ball out on the biggest stage. You know what I mean? Like, to get the money he's going to want to demand. But like, you speaking of Kershaw, we're talking about Kershaw a lot. He can opt out of his deal. Would this be somebody the Nats may want to go after?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
Could be a third. You want to make your third starter?
Come on.
Could you
get
lost Gio? Who you going to go for?
Well, Gio wasn't the same.
I mean,
Gio.
Oh, anyway. I'm saying, but who are you going to go for as your third starter?
But what's his name? Len? Len's out there.
You over Kershaw though?
What's wrong with Tanner, baby?
How much you gonna have to?
He should be a fourth starter.
look how much you gonna have to pay Kershaw?
You can use that money.
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that one. I mentioned during the break.
You said Manny. Right?
I would go after Machado. I don't think Bryce is coming back, but you know the report is that Machado is going to New York too.
Oh, which New York?
The Yankees.
The evil empire returns.
They're amazing.
Dun, dun,
I'm thinking
dun,
you already stacked. Dun, you got Stanton, dun, Aaron Judge. I don't know about Machado. You know how that would work, but where does that leave Bryce if Machado were to sign with the Yankees? Because it's still speculation that Bryce is looking to get out of D.C. Now, our boy Ryan from Nats, what is it, Insider?
Nats GM, my fault.
Yeah, he swears by Bryce. He thinks that Bryce would resign.
He thinks
Bryce is the star. He's just not as good as... Doggone. He thinks he's just not as good as
Trout.
No one's good as Trout. I know. But the comparisons were so...
At first, I was the same.
It was so
first,
real at first. The comparisons between the two now, it's like, okay, it's not a comparison no more.
It's not. It's really not. But we'll make our NFL picks after the break. Also, we'll have the Football Garbage Time with us to join us to make our picks. Listen to the Urban Sports say... Say, come on, Will. Say it. Come on, Will.
Get your friends from the Football Garbage Time to say it. For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. Cheer. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuts gonna freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breezing, talk about what's the reasons. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, why am I? Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them, till I need the word, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piss in cuffs, divorce them and split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I toss with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever mackin'. Hard codes and assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Mommy, get your ass in here, let's ride. Check them out now. Let's ride. Check them out now.
doing? Big Pimpin', we spendin' cheese. Check them out now. Big Pimpin' on BLAD. We doing? Big Pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that jigger man, Pimp C and B-U-M-B. Yo, yo, yo. Big Pimpin', spendin' cheese. We doing? Big Pimpin' on BLAD. We doing? Big Pimpin' up in NYC. It's just that jigger man,
Pimp C and B-U-M-B. Man, you're listening to the Urban Sports Say with Wally, Will T, and Ray. Are you going to really text me your picks? You going to really do that?
Yeah, I'm giving you guys some.
Like, we're already.
Something to follow. Mine. I got mine already done.
Okay.
You going to really text me your picks?
I was.
We're on the show together, man.
I mean, but I still need
to. All right, do it, man. You got a routine.
I need to give you guys some inspiration.
You got a routine. Just stick with your routine. Right now, we have Ryan Whitfield from Football Garbage Time Podcast. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Everything's good. Everything's great. You can't hear him, Wilton?
Everything. Yeah. Everything. Say everything, Ryan.
Ryan, say everything.
All skins, everything.
Ryan. Everything.
Ryan, what are you talking about? Hey, Ryan, is Hakun coming on?
You know, he's not as punctual as me, but he should be here momentarily.
Okay, cool.
Well, I cared enough to show up on time. I know, but Ryan. He'll have to explain himself when he gets here.
Ryan, I appreciate that, man. I mean, Hakun is supposed to be on time. Like, he's supposed to be prompt for this show. I don't get it. And Ryan, hey, first off, congratulations.
I don't ever remember you guys showing up late to our show. So,
we did not.
That's just you know, disrespectful by him.
Very disrespectful. We were on your show on time. Real quick, so Ryan, what's your...
Disrespectful is not inviting the third coach.
So Ryan, real quick. So the Red Sox won. I want to give you an opportunity to, like, brag about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to brag about it, but, you know, I'm about to be 30, and since I was 13 years old, I haven't gone more than 2 years without seeing a parade. Oh, here he is. Look at this man just bursting in.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hey,
I made it.
You made it.
I literally ran back from the bar to be on the podcast, so I made it.
It's real out here, man. It's real out here. All right, so I'm going to mention, first off, I want folks to make sure they check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. Also, we do our weekly pick'em, challenge with you guys. I want to make sure our listeners know that. Right now, great. I mean, you know, Hakun, you're the first place in the overall pick'em challenge. I believe Joanne's second.
Got a nice cushion, too.
I know, a real nice cushion. I know I'm third. I know I'm third.
That's right.
I know somebody's behind me. What is his name, though? Ray, you know his name?
I'm Ryan guy.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if he knows anything about football.
He talks so much trash.
You guys are so loud right now. You guys are so loud. It's almost hard to read how I'm in third place in the fantasy league. I see Wally in fifth. I got Shaquille in seventh. And I'm pretty sure I just drug Cocoon last night in fantasy too. You know, for the second time, two different leagues.
I have a very selective memory.
We ain't talking about fantasy football. We ain't talking about fantasy right now. We ain't doing that. We ain't talking about fantasy. We're talking about pick'em challenge, all
right? Well, I don't want to talk about the pick'em right now. You're too picking to choose the one you're actually doing wild.
Look, this is our show, all right? We gotta choose. It's our show, okay? All right, when I come on your show next time, you can do that to me, okay? All right.
Who can show up on time to that one?
All right, so in the league, Scott, in week 8, Scott went 10-4, Hakun went 13-1. How you go 13-1? Ryan went 10-4, Joanne went 13-1. Amazing. Joanne went 11-3.
Vegas. Somebody sound like they've been going to Vegas.
I know, right? For us, Ray went 8-6. I went 11-3.
Over 500.
You know, you are? I went 11-3.
I'm the scariest 8-6 team ever.
Our co-host Will went 10-4.
Our co-host Will.
Will went 10-4.
Still you in there, bro?
I know, right? Because Will's not. You know, he's not in the.
Let us introduce you to Will, guys. Hey, Ryan Hakun. Ryan Hakun.
Yeah. Say what's up, Will.
I want to say thank you guys for giving me the motivation to do really well here, because, you know, without the strong competition from all you guys aside from Ryan, it's been really
politically correct stuff.
No, Hakun's actually been the more diplomat. He's a diplomat. You know what I mean? Like, But Ryan, though, but Ryan, I tell you.
It's all that preseason Wally, football he was.
Wally's got
1 point on you. I know, man. Look, I'm that type of person. Hey, Ryan, real talk. Ryan, real talk. I'm that type of person, okay? I'm that type of person. I'm that type of person. So here are our overall records for the Urban Sports team. I'm 73-46-2. Ray is 68-51-2. Will is 67-52-2. In our pick'em challenge with football garbage time, Hakun Wong is 81-38-2. Joanne is 75-44-2. Scott is Rick tied. Land. Scott's tied with me in third with the same record. I'm not saying my record. We already know I'm third place. Ryan is basically in fifth place, 72-47-2, and Ray is in seventh place. I'm not. So we already heard Ray's record. But let's get into our picks for week 9. Let's get right into it. Raiders versus the Niners. I'm going to let you guys go first. So I'm going to let Ace. I will let Ryan go first. Ryan, you can go first.
All right. Oh, man. I mean, it's pretty hard to contain my excitement for Thursday night's unbelievable matchup. But I just hate John Gruden so much that I'm just going to pick against the Raiders the rest of the year. So. I'm going to take the 49ers, especially taking because of the home team, even if Beathard doesn't play.
All right, Hakun.
Yeah, I have no confidence. C.J. Beathard has been better than we expect. I have no confidence in unnamed, undrafted free agent playing at quarterback in San Francisco when C.J. Beathard goes out. Ooh. I am going to pick John Gruden in his decimated, destroyed team that he has created in the wake of his cutting everybody on the face of the earth. I think the Oakland Raiders take this one.
I like the alcohol. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, 49ers.
Will?
Raiders.
I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. And I don't like Gruden, but I'm going to go with the Raiders. I need to catch up. Bears versus the Bills. Hakun.
Oh, this is totally the Bears. Give me a break. We got Nate Peterman starting in Buffalo. Guys, this is must-see TV. He throws 11% of his passes are interceptions. Nobody throws more interceptions than Nate Peterman. This is going to be amazing. He may set a record for most interceptions in a game. Khalil Mack is going to feast. It's going to be amazing. Chicago Bears by a lot.
We all got the Bears.
I think we all got the Bears. I got the Bears, too.
I got the Bears.
Ryan, what you got?
Oh, God. After that little rant about Nathan Peterman with a team with a glorified running back as a quarterback, God, I don't like that against the Bears. Okay. But I'm not stupid. I'll take the Bears.
All right, Chiefs, Brown.
Did you say the Bills?
He said the Bears. He said the Bears.
No, I took the Bears.
He said the Bears. He's not trying to lose. He doesn't want to fall further back. All right, Chiefs versus the Browns. I'm going to go with Ryan.
Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs? Everyone has the Chiefs?
Are you talking to me or Ryan?
Ryan. Do you have the Chiefs?
I'll
take the Chiefs.
All right. Hakun?
Oh, you can't give up on Patrick Mahomes is a beast. I mean, the guy cannot be stopped, and it's not going to happen in Cleveland now without their head coach. They have the defensive coordinator as their interim head coach. It's not going to get better, guys. Not this week. Chiefs.
I'm going with the Browns. I'm going with the
Browns. The 5-2 Redskins know everything about Greg Williams.
Greg Williams, that's my dude. Real people do real things, man. I'm going with the Browns. Watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, see, got
that upset. That was dumb. Go ahead, though.
Jets versus the Dolphins in Miami. I'm gonna go with Hakun.
All right, it's gonna be the Dolphins. I mean, honestly, the fact of the matter is they're picking up some steam. Kenny Drake looks like he's getting there. I think it's going to be Dolphins. Brock Osweiler actually can play, guys. New York Jets can't. Dolphins.
All right, Ryan, who you have?
Well, I won't say anything as stupid as that Brock Osweiler can play, but I'll take the Dolphins at home.
It hurts me to say, man, but that's all it is.
All right, what's he?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I'm going with the Dolphins. Lions versus the Vikings. Ryan.
Vikings.
Hakun.
Yeah, I'm going Vikings. Definitely Vikings.
Vikings.
Particularly because they traded away Golden Tate today. They got nothing now.
Okay. I know who I chose. Who you got, Will?
Vikings.
I got the Vikings, too.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lions.
Even though Skip Bayless said he misses Kirk Cousins playing for Washington.
I know he did say that. I'm going with the Lions. I need another upset. Falcons versus the you gotta go hard, man. Falcons versus the Redskins. I'm gonna go with Hakun.
Watch your mouth.
I'm gonna go. You know what? I want to say Washington Redskins because of you guys, but Matt Ryan is going to feast, guys. Sorry, Atlanta.
Whoa, okay.
Atlanta, baby. Dirty Bird.
Ryan.
I'll do the dance.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Ryan. I don't think that there's a team more earmarked for winning double-digit games, winning their division, and getting stinked in the wild card round more than the Washington Redskins, so I'm taking the Falcons.
Ooh, tough. Well, Thierry picked the Falcons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I picked the Skins. All right. I picked the Skins. That's cool, though.
All Skins, everything. All skins, not, everything. Not this guy.
Buccaneers versus Panthers. Ryan.
I guess I got to stop picking against the Panthers. I think it might be the sole reason that I've dropped down this far. Carolina this week.
We can. That's what I'm talking about.
Now the Fitzmagic, he looks like Connor out there right now.
He does. Hey, Hakun. He does.
I am all on board with Cam Newton and the Panthers at home. I mean, like, I love Ryan Fitzmagic. I bet you if he starts, it will be a close game. But I am on board with Cam.
He's starting.
Another ex-Redskins coordinator and coach. First Greg Williams, now North Turner. Guiding people to victories, huh, Wally?
Hey, I'm going with the Panthers. I ain't wrong. I got
the Panthers too, and one of the stronger divisions in football.
Going with the Bucks.
You going with the Bucks?
Yep.
Okay, Will. The Bucks. Okay.
Oh, Will showing some stones.
That's what I'm talking about. Steelers versus Steelers.
Oh yeah.
Steelers versus the Ravens. Hakun.
Dirt Cutter.
Yep. So I am going to go with the Steelers. I know that it's away from home and Big Ben sucks there. Baltimore has not impressed me. Flacco looks like a piece of crap. I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Ryan.
Well, I won't be as mean to Joe Flacco as you. I mean, you got to call him a piece of crap. But no, he seemed to come out hot with the pressure from Lamar Jackson, and then he seemed to settle back into old Joe Flacco. So I'll take the Steelers.
Wilty.
Ravens.
I got the Steelers.
I got the Ravens. Texans versus Broncos.
It's a tough one. It's in Denver, guys. So what I'm you going to do?
Ryan. Go Ryan.
Texans.
Ryan has Texas.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Texans got one of the best receivers from Denver today. Demaryius Thomas. It's going to be the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going.
One of the softest receivers.
Seems to be one of the softest receivers. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Josh Dawson?
You said Josh Dawson. He
said soft receivers. That's
he said Demaryius Thomas. Don't do the Ravens.
I got the Texans too, even though you asked me yet.
Texans. I said Texans?
Yep.
All right.
Texans.
Chargers. Chargers. Seahawks. Hakun.
I'm going to Seattle. I actually think that home, they are really tough to beat, and I have no confidence that Philip Rivers can play in that environment.
This is my upset right here, baby.
So, Ray, I'm guessing.
I got the Chargers, daggone it. Melvin Gordon. Fantasy football, that's all it's about, man.
Hey, so, Ryan, who you got?
SoCal soft, San Diego. I'm taking the Seahawks.
It's L.A. now.
Yes.
We're L.A. I'm going with the Chargers. Will T.
Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah, the Urban Sports Team.
Hey, what's banded from San Diego? This always one. From San Diego. Oh.
Rams Saints. This is a big one, right?
Shout out to Drew Brees, baby.
Ryan.
Washington.
Ryan. Rams Saints, Ryan.
I'm taking the Saints.
Wow. Ooh. I'm saying, in Goff, I trust. In Gurley, I trust. The Rams are unstoppable. Rams.
Will T.
Saints.
Ray.
Ask Wally about what the Saints do at home. I'm taking the Saints.
One, if you do these little Redskin references one more time, I'm going with the Rams, all right? I'm going with the Rams.
Drew Brees hurt my feelings at home before.
Packers versus Patriots. I'm going with, let's go with Hakun.
I hate to say it. It's going to be the Pats at home. I mean, it's going to be the Pats at home.
Yep.
No doubt.
Ryan, we already know who you're picking, right? I can only imagine. It's Ryan.
No, you don't. I'm taking the Packers.
Really?
You taking the Packers?
Are you
Get
serious?
Out. Yeah, this
is one of the worst Patriot teams in years. This team is maybe 6-2, but they have holes all over the place.
Oh,
they
just like Washington.
Them.
Thank you. Somebody's keeping
it real. Gronkowski's slow and old, and Green Bay is a desperate team right now. Green Bay wins this one.
Wow. Hey,
I'm about to change shows.
Hey,
bro.
Ray.
I'm about to change shows. See, that was so objective. Check out the podcast, guys. I tell you, man.
Hey Ray. Who do you have, right? Who you pick?
I got the Patriots though. You crazy at home? There's no way. The Red Sox just won a World Series. Nah,
there
man.
It is.
I never bet against Boston except the Bruins, baby, because we got the Capitals. Don't forget it.
Hey, give me I'm going with the Patriots. So I can't doubt the Patriots.
Patriots.
All right.
I just made up one on all you this weekend.
Will T got the know, Patriots right? microphone over there, baby.
All right, Titans versus the Cowboys Monday night game. Hakun Wang.
Celtics.
Oh man, it's gonna be the Cowboys at home. Tennessee's a mess. They're a disaster. Okay. Mariota's a shell of what he used to be. Totally Dallas.
Ryan.
I'm going off the board here. As my man Steve Smith once said, I hope both teams loses. I'm taking the tie.
Oh,
wow, that's some guts, some ball there. Wow.
Okay, I'll take it.
No, I got the Cowboys.
Will T.
Oh, Cowboys.
Give me the I'm never picking the Cowboys. Titans. I'm not doing that. That's not my life. I'm a Saints fan. I'll never pick the Cowboys. All right, before we let you guys go, let our listeners know about Football Garbage Time.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey! Wait! Hold on a second. Sorry, I missed that all part. I'm assuming you said talk about how awesome Football Garbage Time is.
Yeah, of course.
And I will say,
yes, that's what I'm talking about.
We are news and nonsense, and we are Ryan yelling at you because you're wrong. So that is what you get when you go to Football Garbage Time. We have our podcast weekly. These guys are joining us. You can't be wrong. If we can make it on their show, we can make it anywhere. So come listen to us. We're going to pick it up.
I know, right? Hey, Ryan. I'm catching you on fantasy football, right? I'm going to do that. I'm guaranteeing that. And then secondly, I beat Will. I beat Will this week, so I wasn't worried about that. That was barbecue chicken. And secondly,
what? You got lucky.
We'll see. You barbecue chicken, man. It's all good, though. Did you win?
No,
you barbecue chicken. That's what it means then, all right? I won.
What position you in?
I'm fifth.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking that spot, though.
Yeah,
I'm taking that spot, though. All right? Barbecue chicken. All right? Last week it was like, you guys are a disgrace. He's like, last week you guys are a disgrace. You losing your own league. You talking about me and work. And then you just played me.
And you got lucky.
And
you
won.
It took Adrian Peterson to have.
That's right. AP all day.
And I forgot who else.
No. All day. And it was.
Ray's in the league, too.
The wire. Yeah, Ray's. Everybody. Yeah, everybody's in the league. Ray's in the league. Everybody's in the league.
I don't think I've seen him win it at all. But if I didn't know
yo, people going.
Sheet, so.
What? It's about Ray.
He goes, Ray. I'm a little tired trying to scroll through the week's endings, but.
All right, listen here. If a draft is on Labor Day weekend and I'm a family guy that going in, I can't draft my team. So this is what I'm stuck with, dude. John Gruden, I'm about to let everybody go. Who you want? You want Antonio Brown? You can have him.
Hey.
So, I inherited that team, that going in. I'm still in contention.
Hey, we appreciate you all for being on. Hey, thanks for being on, fellas.
Hey, blast
always,
boys. Thanks again.
All right, thanks.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Happy hour again, man. Do happy hour next week, too, all right?
Back to the happy hour, guys.
Hey, real quick, before I go, when you talk to your boy, Taj, tell him that there's no trade in the world that's going to get Todd Gurley off the team. Todd's going to stick around the pick.
Todd's the king of the bad trade. He's the worst trading dude ever. The offers are ridiculous. Oh
he's
my
like, hey, I'll give you Crabtree for Todd Gurley straight up. How's that sound?
He needs to stop that. He needs to stop. That's ridiculous.
Sounds fair.
Very ridiculous. All right, fellas, though.
All right, boys. All right. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
All right, see you guys. All right.
Oh, that yeah, was bye. Perfect. That was perfect. Todd offered me Antonio Brown for
the worst trade
somebody
ever.
I'm like, Woods.
Dude,
like, what?
They're not even fair trades, man.
Nah, Robert Woods.
He offered you a trade. I'm sure he did.
He offered me Adam Thielen for AJ Green. I didn't accept it quick enough.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's not bad. Though.
That's actually kind of close.
That's close.
Yeah, and I know I didn't accept it quick enough. He
offered me Leonard Fournette and TJ Yeldon for like who's my best running back?
Adrian Peterson.
Nah, it's McCaffrey. It's not McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, get out of here.
Adrian Peterson's like my I guess it would be Adrian Peterson. I was like, nah, dude.
So you're not gonna win.
I was like, nah, dude. You ain't getting that. Hey, dog. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
My starting running backs are,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't draft my team. I have a Baltimore running back, And I got T.J. Yeldon as my starters. I mean, I got Clement on the bench. I could start somebody.
It's all good. But it's time to close the show out, man. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
And Mega, lead us out, big homie. Swag.